Hey folks, Shannon Morse from ThreatWire here, bringing you the biggest and most important security and privacy news each week. Now, while the week of Thanksgiving usually comes with slow security news, we did get to hear about an Android vulnerability that is being exploited in the wild. Researchers at the Norwegian security firm Promon, who specialize in app security, discovered this vulnerability was left unpatched and could allow a malicious app to steal banking and login credentials of the device's user. To work, the vulnerability, which is called Strandhog, would need to get exploited by a malicious app that user installed on their device. When that app is opened, the malware could display a fake UI overlaunching the actual application. Now, this can trick users into thinking that they are using legitimate applications, so if, for example, a user chose to type in their username and password to log into an app, the malware could potentially steal that data. An attacker could receive that data instantly from the device, allowing them to gain access to sensitive applications like banking apps. Now, the attack could also allow a malicious app to do privilege escalation by tricking users into granting incorrect permissions, like permissions to read text, view location data, listen to phone calls, or even access the camera. So, how does it work? Well, Strandhog is a flaw that happens during multitasking, specifically when a user is switching between tasks or processes for different applications or operations. The Android phone uses a feature which is called task reparenting, which puts the processing power towards whatever app is currently being used on the screen. Strandhog uses task reparenting whenever the user clicks on a legitimate app, but it fires up code in the malicious app at the same time. Now, again, the researchers did state that they have already seen this in use in the wild, and it is unlikely that a user would spot the malicious app. It doesn't require root access, and it works on all versions of Android without any additional permissions. The malicious apps were being distributed through the Google Play Store via downloader apps or droppers. Now, a dropper is an app that pretends to have the functionality of a popular app like a game, a utility, or even a photo editing app, but in reality, it's installing additional applications that can be malicious in the background. A legitimate looking dropper could then install malware that took advantage of the Strandhog vulnerability. The researchers discovered 36 malicious applications using the Strandhog vulnerability and being distributed on the Google Play Store, which have now been removed. According to Promon, Google had 90 days to patch the vulnerability, but they have not done so, so the researchers went public about the issue. Now, since these apps are already being used in the wild, keep an eye out for suspicious activities, such as an application asking you to log in after you've already logged in, weird permission pop-ups that do not include the app name or ask for strange permissions, app glitches like buttons not working or the back button being wonky. Downloading applications from known developers can also definitely help. Now, at time of writing, no comment has been made from Google about the flaw, so it's not certain whether this will be fixed in a reasonable amount of time or if we will continue to see the attack spread. The full report from the researchers at Promon is available in the provided links down below. Now make sure to check out patreon.com/threatwire for all of my exclusive extras, including a holiday card, which you can now sign up for just for this month, and also a security headlines bulletin straight from Daily Tech News Show. I'll see you next time.